Elizabeth, it's time for us to go to the temple.
Oh, Zechariah, what an honor you have been given this day to serve before our Lord.
Yes, but I will not have that privilege if we don't go now. We must go. Ancestors have served for generations, offering sacrifices and waiting for the Messiah. I must go. Sovereign God, the one true God who knows all things, who formed all things, I ascribe honor to your name. I shout your praise, and I bring my request before you for a son. No, please, forgive me. I'm an old man, and my time for having a child has passed.
Zechariah, do not be afraid, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call his name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he would bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
But how can this be? I am an old man, and my wife, she's well along in years.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. Now you shall be silent and unable to speak until this happens, because you did not believe my words. Truly, this shall come to pass at the appointed time.
came from the temple.
What is it? An angel?
You saw an angel? An angel came to you with a message, and you are having a baby?
What?
Elizabeth!
I'm having a baby?
What is it, my child?
Is this new baby the Messiah?
It could be. It could be the one that the prophet Isaiah said would come before the Messiah.
A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord.
You know your scripture well. And then, just at the right time, God will send the Messiah, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, what does that mean?
God with us, my child. That means God with us.
Request an audience with King Herod.
You request? I make the request around here.
I bring a message from the Emperor.
The Emperor? Let him in, let him in.
May your excellence live forever. I have traveled for many days and many nights. I bring you this message from the great emperor.
And what does Caesar Augustus want with me? And what does he want with these people and this city?
The emperor has called for a census, the greatest census that this world has ever known. Every man from every kingdom must return to the town of his birth to be counted and taxed.
Give it to me. This as he says?
I bring this message directly from Caesar.
Caesar, I know. But I do not know you.
A census has been decreed for the entire Roman Empire. It is as he says.
Take this to my commander and tell him to make ready the soldiers. They shall take this decree to every town and village throughout Judea and even the small and worthless places like Capernaum, Bethsaida, and even Nazareth. Maybe that will please the emperor.
Mary,
Mary, oh Mary, where are you going?
To gather water from the well. Where are you going?
To find you, of course. I've been wanting to ask you something. You know how people around town are always talking. Well, I heard that a husband has been chosen for you. Is this true?
Yes, a husband has been chosen for me.
Who is this man? Is it Iliad? No, it is Akeem. Oh, he is so handsome and rich. I mean, if it's one or the other, I'll always choose handsome. But both is best.
It is neither of those men. In fact, the man who's been chosen for me, well, it's Joseph.
Joseph? Joseph the carpenter?
Hey, what is wrong with Joseph?
Joseph is a carpenter with hands that are as rough as rocks and clothes that are...
Yes?
Clothes that are made of fine linen and glisten in the daylight sun!
Yes. I'm certain that's what she meant. Mary, I will be a good husband to you. I will take care of you and our family.
I know you will, Joseph.
And God will bless our marriage.
I know he will. Will you be building in the workshop today?
I should be there until about sunset. Will I see you tomorrow?
At this pace, I'll be working until sunrise.
Until tomorrow.
Father, is this the path you have chosen for me? All I desire is your will. Please, show me. Lead me.
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You shall be with child. You will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. For he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. For the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall never end.
But how can this be, since I've been with no man?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the one to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she that was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God.
Before my head agrees, my heart is Lord's servant. May it be unto me as you have said.
To the master of the house.
What is this?
An order from Caesar Augustus for the master of the house.
I hate to disappoint, but this master of the house doesn't take orders.
Watch your tongue, woman. A census is coming, and there will be no room for zealots.
And a wonderful day to you as well. Abba, I know that you don't take orders, but some assistance would be greatly appreciated.
You're not afraid of a few Roman soldiers, are you?
The only thing I fear is looking at your old face too long and losing my eyesight.
My dear friend Anna, you are both grace and mischief all in one.
Oh, Simeon, how long have we waited for the coming of the Messiah? I was married 7 years when my husband passed, and over half a century has come since then.
The God of Abraham does not make promises in vain. It has been by his Spirit that we have this hope.
That we will live to see the Messiah.
We will see the Messiah.
Teacher, I finished my daily reading.
And who were you reading today?
The prophet Isaiah.
Come, let us read it together. And the Lord will give us a sign. And the virgin will give birth to a son. And they will call him
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Zechariah! Zechariah! Dinner is ready! Why are you yelling, Elizabeth? He's not deaf. He just can't talk. Which really is a shame. I am quite the excellent conversationalist.
I'll be right in, Elizabeth.
Very well, Zechariah.
And how was your day, my darling?
Good. And yours?
Quite busy in the courts today. The caravans came through with so many people. Made me realize how thankful I am to have you.
Oh, really?
Yes, my love. You know how much you mean to me.
I do. But sometimes it just helps if you say it.
Very well, Elizabeth. You are the fairest of 10,000. Your beauty is as deep as the ocean and as high as the heavens. You are...
Zechariah, do not sneak up on me like that. Where have you been? Why didn't you say something?
Oh, Zechariah, I so want to talk with you. I pray that we will be able to speak together soon.
She's here. Come on, we have to go. Come on.
Slow down. I can't listen to all of you at once. Now, what are you trying to tell me?
We just saw the caravans coming into town, and Mary is riding with them.
My cousin Mary?
Yes, Mary, your cousin.
Well, then we have work to do. Gather the others around town. This calls for a celebration.
Yay! Elizabeth!
Mary! Oh, Mary. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. How is it that I am so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to see me? The moment your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord's promise would be fulfilled in her.
Oh, Elizabeth, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
Elizabeth?
Yes?
What does this mean?
It means that the time for God's promises to be fulfilled has finally come. He has given to us the Messiah, a light shining in a dark place. He is bringing to us the morning star. You see, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness cannot comprehend it.
Obey. Joseph, my son, what is the matter? It is too early for loud noises.
I am so sorry to have woken you, Father.
You can apologize to the neighbors when they wake. But what is the meaning of this? Are you well?
I had a dream.
Many of our forefathers have had many great dreams. What kind of dream was this?
It was a message.
It was something I must do.
And will you do it?
Yes. Yes, I will.
We will speak about this more when the morning is fully come. Be well, my son. Be well.
I dream of an angel tonight. He called me by my name, told me not to be afraid. This is you, Lord. Behold, this baby is a boy. My broken heart rejoices. Tell Mary.
Mary, good morning. It is so good to see that you have returned. Oh, Mary!
I have something to tell you.
You do not need to tell me. I can see the news.
I am having a baby.
And yet you are not married.
I am not.
I had heard rumors in town, but I did not want to believe them. Oh, Mary, what will you do? What did your parents say? And what about Joseph the carpenter? This certainly will not go well with Joseph.
And what is wrong with Joseph?
Joseph is a carpenter with hands as rough as rocks and a face that is... Why do I keep doing this? I'll be over there if you need me.
It is good to see you, Mary.
Is it?
Mary, an angel came to me. Just as he appeared to you, he told me not to be afraid to take you as my wife, for what is conceived in you is of the Holy Spirit.
And what did you say?
I will obey the Lord, and if you will have me, we will be married.
Oh, Joseph. What of our families? What of the census?
We have a long journey ahead of us. We must travel to Bethlehem, the city of my ancestor, King David. This baby will not be born in Nazareth.
Where you go, I will go.
You must go say goodbye to your family.
And you must say goodbye to your mother and father as well.
And then in the morning, we'll leave for Bethlehem.
For Bethlehem.
Until tomorrow.
Thank you.
Make my heart your home, my king. Be born in me.
Friends, friends, gather together. Let us celebrate the birth of this newborn son. God has been gracious. Zechariah, Elizabeth, you've brought your son to the temple in accordance with the law to be dedicated to the Lord and to receive his name. And now, this strong and healthy boy will receive his name from the lineage of his father. He will be called Zechariah!
No! I am sorry, but he must not be named Zechariah. His name is John.
Elizabeth, there is no one in your family by that name. Zechariah, this is your firstborn son. Surely he should have your name. John?
His name is John.
Oh, Zechariah, God has given you back your voice. He has been faithful to his promise.
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has raised up a horn in the house of his servant David, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham. And you, John, my son, will be called a prophet of the Most High, and you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to bring his people the message of salvation.
Let the nation of Israel rejoice. The coming of the Messiah is at hand.
Our God is not far from us, our brother.
No, God is very near to us. Amen.
Amen.
People of God, let me remind you what it says in the law. In the writings of Moses, I see him, but not here and now. I perceive him, but far in the distant future. People of Israel, the time has come. The distant future is upon us!
Zechariah, you are a good man, and our God is a great God.
Oh, John, my son, the prophet Malachi spoke of you generations before you were born. He said, look, I'm raising up a prophet, and he will go before me to prepare the way.
And then the Lord that you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple.
Oh, my son, you have a long journey before you.
And as for my cousin Mary, she has a long journey ahead of her as well.
Redemption's plan unfolds. trust the Father to provide, bread of heaven prophesied.
We're almost there.
Please, do you have any rooms? We need a room.
No, we have no rooms. None. Where are you from? Don't you know what's happening in this city?
We know what's going on here. We've arrived because of the census. But please, ma'am, the time has come for my wife to have a child, and we need a place to stay.
Everyone has a story to tell. You should have seen the last
people
that were
here. No, this is real. See? She's great with child. Ma'am, please, we need a room. Please.
I see. I would like to help. There's nothing I can do.
Please, we will take anything that you have. Anything.
The only thing I have is the stable. But there are animals in there, and it's filthy, and...
And we'll take it. And we'll be grateful.
Please!
Come with me.
Joseph! We must hurry! The baby is coming!
Mary, I am here, and God is with us. We're almost there, Mary. We're almost there. Of God has been fulfilled.
Is this a dream? He's perfect.
And as the angel said, his name will be Jesus.
Jesus, the long-awaited one, is here.
Where is that dog? There you are. Come here. Where's my son?
Father, did you see all the people in town today? I've never seen Bethlehem so alive.
And that, my son, is why they are there and we are here.
The people spoke of a great star that will appear in the sky. Could this be a sign of the Messiah who's been foretold?
That's a question for a rabbi, not an old shepherd like myself.
Even a shepherd can hope.
I should hope that my son would have more sense.
Father, look, in the sky!
Oh, do not be afraid, for I bring good news that would cause great joy. For all the people, today in the town of David, a Savior is born unto you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Come, my brothers, we must go!
Echo back their joy.
My brothers, look at the western sky. The star.
The sky is filled with stars.
Oh, but there's only one like this. The star prophesied of a newborn king.
There in the west?
As bright as the morning sun.
My brothers, could this be?
I believe it is.
We have been waiting a lifetime for this. If anyone should rejoice on this night, it should be us.
We must go. We must see this holy child.
But the stars are not as close as they appear. The journey will be far.
And it shall be worth every mile.
We'll leave tomorrow then.
No, my brothers. We leave tonight.
Sky of mystery with an awful ache inside.
A thousand questions in my mind.
A journey starts that takes me far from home. Across the distance into the unknown.
Looking high above, searching for a sign.
Deep within and searching far behind.
I want to know what is real, what's true, and what the next step brings.
Searching for a king.
We must gather a company and ready the animals. We'll leave tonight.
Yes.
Brings you here to our land. Can you please help me understand why you'd bring such a grand caravan?
To visit the mighty King of Israel.
We have come from afar, following the star that will lead us to the newborn King of the Jews.
Can you tell us where he is?
Can you tell us so that
we may go and worship him?
How can this be? There's only one king. It's me! Me! Me!
But wait! If they will tell me the child's whereabouts, then I can have this newborn king taken out. Then there would never be a sliver of doubt that Herod is king. So, I've spoken to the priests and scribes. They see the scriptures have eyes to define that Bethlehem is the place where you'll find the child that you've been looking for. Please listen before you leave. And when you find him, report back to me so that I may go and worship him. Worship him.
Mary! Elizabeth! Oh, Mary, it does my heart good to see you. And this?
This is Jesus.
And this is John.
Hello, John. Meet your cousin.
Are you here for the dedication?
We are, and we've brought an offering of our thanks.
This is a day that will not soon be forgotten. There are many here who have waited a long time for this day.
Is he here? Is this him? Is this really him? Oh, I've waited 84 years for this day. My Redeemer. Oh, Simeon, you old man, you're missing this.
Wait, Simeon. Is he here?
The child is here.
Oh, this is a blessed day.
They've traveled all the way from Bethlehem. The mother... The Father.
The Holy Child? Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation.
So, he has come to rescue us?
This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and a sword will pierce your soul too.
But for today, we will dedicate this child to the Lord. Come, let us go.
Bethlehem.
Could this insignificant place be the birthplace of royalty?
It's the place given to us by the palace historians.
But most importantly, it's where the gray star had led us.
I must tell you, my brothers, I was awoken last night by a dark dream, and I don't believe that King Herod's intentions are as he says. We must protect this holy child. We must not return to Jerusalem.
My heart is with you as well. We must return home by another route.
But that is tomorrow. Today, let us bring honor to this holy prince. Let us gather the caravans.
what's going on outside.
What is it?
A grand company is coming to Bethlehem. Camels and horses and a great number of people.
Do they come in peace?
They come bearing gifts.
For whom?
They say for the king of the Jews. Come on, get your things. Let's go.
The voice is heard in Ramah, weeping at great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted, for they are no more. Will we see salvation come to Israel?
Salvation will come to Israel, and through Israel to all of mankind. But we will not be here to see it. My song is in its final refrain. Farewell for now.
If you had not come, tender baby King, and humbly left your throne to reach someone like me, I'd still be in the dark, grappling for the dawn, longing for some way, somehow. The love came for me, love rescued me, love called my name, love took my place.
The entire plan of salvation was a love design. It was not based upon need alone. There was certainly a need, for all of us had a need. But the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And because of that, mankind is lost. We need help. But God did not leave us in that lost state. He loved us so much. The Bible tells us that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, God is such a lover of mankind. You know, if you view God this afternoon as a God that's angry and always wanting judgment on people, you've got the wrong view of God. The Bible says that God is love. Not only is God capable of loving, but God is the very essence of love itself. And so when he saw mankind lost and separated from the one that loves them the most, their creator, he sent his Son. Jesus said, here's the reason why I've come. I've come to seek and to save the lost. You know, I don't know about you, but there's few things in life that I find more disconcerting than to be lost. Driving through a large city, lost. Somewhere where you're trying to find an address and you're lost. I remember flying as a young pilot many years ago, flying from Dubuque, Iowa, and it was bad weather. And I remember that feeling of being so disorientated, lost. Some of you in this room, you know what I'm talking about. You know that feeling. There's something so disconcerting about not sure of where you're at, not sure of how you got there, and uncertain about where you're going. Jesus said, I've come on a mission. I've come to seek and to save the lost. He also said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, the very reason why he came is not to condemn mankind, but to save mankind. And so he comes on this mission, a mission to seek and to save the lost, a mission so that we might have life to the full. Now, some of you are saying, well, my life's pretty good, and I am so grateful that it is. You might be strong in body, strong in mind. See, that's body and that's soul. But the Bible says we were created in three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And so you can be strong in physically, you can be mentally very capable, you can be brilliant, matter of fact, and yet sense something's missing. And that's something that's missing. And many of you in this room, you've felt that. You've said to yourself, if I've got it so good, if I've got my dream job, I've got the wife or a husband of my longings, you know, all of this, why do I feel so empty? When I'm all alone and I'm really contemplating what really counts in life, why do I feel this way? It's because the spiritual component of your life is still empty. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Literally, life that is full and like a cup that overruns. He said, there's a third reason why I've come, and that is to destroy the works of the evil one. Now, friends, I don't know about you, I'm about sick and tired of seeing our city, our state, our nation ripped apart by sin, by destruction. It's the works of the evil one. Jesus said, I've come to destroy the works of the evil one. And friend, let me tell you, Satan's days are numbered. He's playing the role of a king right now, but his days are numbered. And what mankind cannot do in dethroning him, Jesus Christ will do one day. He will put him in his place. And until that time, he destroys the works of the evil one on an individual basis, where the enemy has got the upper hand on your life, and there's bondages you cannot break, and there's situations that you wish would change in your life, and you just can't seem to get it done. He's come to destroy the works of the evil one. He can set you free. The Bible says, whomsoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And I'm so glad that that's his business. He has come to seek and to save the lost. He's come to fill that void so that we're body, soul, and spirit complete. And he has come to destroy the works of the evil one. I want to pray for you right now. Will you bow your heads, Father? We're so grateful for the gift of your Son. Thank you, Lord, for all the years of the prophets proclaiming, Messiah's coming, Messiah's coming, Messiah's coming. We're so glad that you came. And history proves it out, that you are no mere man. The grave is empty, and you are at the right hand of God the Father in this very moment, interceding for mankind. We're so glad that you love us. So glad you care. So glad you've got the authority and the power to make a difference in our lives. And I pray, Lord, in these next few moments, Lord, you would do something that would last forever in the hearts of longing people in this room. And I'm going to thank you in advance, Lord, for the good thing you're about to do. With heads bowed, with eyes closed, I'm going to simply ask you as a congregation to pray a prayer after me this afternoon. This prayer is not a magical prayer. It's not some pixie dust that I can sprinkle upon you and your life will be changed. But it's a prayer that if you mean it from your heart, It will be life transforming. As Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the promised one all the way from Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 on, all throughout the Old Testament, woven through all the prophecies, is all the fulfillment that we've just seen on stage and yet to come. I would love to lead you in that prayer. It'd be my honor. And by doing so, you're not joining something. You're simply saying to the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that loves you so much, he sent his only begotten Son. You're saying, yes, Jesus, I want you in my life. For I believe that that's the very reason why you came, seeking to save the lost. You came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly and destroy the works of the evil one. Let's pray together, everyone in the house. Father in heaven, that's right, everyone together. Father in heaven, thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you for not giving up on mankind. Thank you for not giving up on me. Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for knocking at my heart's door. And today I let you in. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Help me to find truth. Help me to find life. Help me to be free. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my past. And from this day and forward, you will be mine and I will be yours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for each one. I ask, Lord, that from this moment on, that they would sense peace like they've not known before. Bondages, things that have held them in captivity and thought and deed, some realm of life where they've wanted to be free. I ask, Lord, that they'd find brand new freedom. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing right now in every single honest heart in the room that has prayed along and said, Jesus, I mean this from my heart today. And I thank you for the difference you will make and the peace you'll bring and the hope they will have, all found in Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. Amen. I have a gift for each and every one of you that have prayed along with me today. Those of you that have been at our musicals in the past, many of you have raised your hand saying that you have been here. You know that we've always got a gift, and our gift for you right now is a book that's titled Rock Solid Believer, and it will help you get established, just help you to know what some of the next steps are in following after Christ. And so we have this gift for you. There's no strings attached. They're going to start here in the front. They're going to come to the back. Our ushers have been trained just to look at anyone that's waved. You don't have to ask them for anything. You don't have to say anything. All you have to do is wave at them as they come by, and they'll make sure that you get a copy of this gift to you. And it's, again, there's no strings attached at all. It's our gift, as we want to see you find that fulfillment that is only found through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we're going to go back to the musical, but even though we do so, our ushers will continue to be longing and looking for anyone that's waving a hand at them, and they'll make sure you get a copy of this year's Next Steps, and it will help you get established as you want to walk with God. Well, back to our musical now and the finale of From the Manger.
Thank you.
Francis gone?
I'm right here. Oh.
There you are. You are light to me and light to the world.
It's time to go.
It's time to go home.
Today's such a good day. We're going to travel back to Nazareth and live with our people. And I'm going to teach you.
On your hands, son.
Honey?
Honey, go wash your hands. Next thing you know, you'll be eating bugs for dinner.
If you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet.
I baptize with water. But there is one among you that you do not know. He comes after me, and I am not worthy to untie his sandals.
Look! Look!